Muenda, Soweto, Amanko, Muenda, Muenda, Po, Halo, Direct, Soweto, Muenda, Amanko, Suku.
0530
Chitika, musavimberera kwa rera kwa rera kwa rera kwa rera kwa
rera kwa. Some days test your limits. The sweat, the push, it all takes its toll. But you're not a quitter. You rise. Fit Sports Drink gives you the edge. Packed with electrolytes for hydration and antioxidants to fight fatigue. Fit by Vatra. Fit for life.
The news on Kombon Radio is brought to you by Fit Sports Drink. Fit by Vatra. Fit for life.
Copa Combo Recombos Radio News. Copa Combos at 6:30 hours.
12:45.
And at 8:50. Kombon Radio 94.9. It's Kombon. Hakuna Bulala.
The headline on Kombon Radio.
LCC to demolish illegal structures erected along Chiwa Road in Madras Kamwala. Mobile money operators bemoan poor network connectivity. In African news, Liberian opposition calls a warehouse fire a premeditated attack. To present the lunchtime news, my name is Blessed Chwawa. Kamwala Ward Councillor Mainda Simata has announced that the Lusaka City Council will soon demolish illegal structures erected along Chiwa Road in Madras, Kamwala. Mr. Simata has confirmed that a stop order has already been issued to a developer who mounted metal fabricated containers on a road reserve without planning permission. He says these structures are not only illegal but also a danger to public health and safety. Mr. Simata has explained that structures are interfere with Sesco power lines, Lusaka water lines and Zamtel fiber optic cables. The civic leader further says as such, the structures cannot be allowed to remain standing.
Which are sitting on top of Lusaka water and sewer line, which endangers not only public safety but also public infrastructure. Further, these same structures are also interfering with ZESCO power lines and also Zamtel fiber optic lines. I would like to reiterate and caution residents to say that any erection of any structure, especially on road reserves, has to be cleared by the planning authority at Lusaka City Council. In this case, this developer did not get any clearance for those structures, so they remain illegal, and the local authority have given him a stop order and a notice of call out and a stop order. And the moment it's proven that indeed he does not have the requisite authority, then the local authority will move in and demolish those structures. Thank you.
The Mobile Money Association of Zambia has raised concerns over poor network connectivity, saying it is hampering operations. Association President Humphrey Hasweka says outages are often leave agents unable to transact, while customers are also left stranded and unable to access their money, a situation he says erodes trust and financial inclusion gains.
I think the quality of a connection, you know, the services in our country, I think we are receiving substandard services in as far as, you know, internet connection, network connectivity is concerned. And what that has done is it has really begun hampering, you know, operations. You find that you are an agent, you are seated on your shop or booth because of network outages, you are unable to transact and operate. At the same time, for a consumer, as long as a consumer cannot access their funds during those network outages, you are also killing the confidence, eroding the gains that we have made in as far as, you know, financial inclusion is concerned. So these two really continue to be a challenge, and we hope the regulators and policymakers will really keep, you know, prioritizing some of these gaps.
Meanwhile, MTN Zambia Northern Region Manager Elias Chembe acknowledged the challenges, attributing them to the ongoing power crisis. He says that MTN is relying on generators which require fuel and maintenance, sometimes are causing service interruptions. Mr. Chembe assured customers that the company is making significant investments in infrastructure to improve the service reliability despite the power challenges.
We are doing everything possible. I know, look, we are in a situation, a power crisis situation, which has not just affected the household, but also us as operators. We are running generators, fuel, and those things are sometimes may end up breaking down, and eventually, hence these interruptions that you've seen here and there. But what we are doing is that we are doing everything possible. We are bringing the new generators, we are bringing new batteries, we are installing solar systems. What is this? Always trying to do is that let's try to see how much we can give the availability of the network to our customers. So everything is being done, and I can assure the customers that going forward there will be a better improvement, because there's a lot of investment that we are putting in the passive infrastructure to ensure that we've got the towers that are running, the generators that are running, sewer is available. So that's what we are doing in order for us.
Bufuke Ward Councillor Angel Musakula has called on residents to safeguard the newly constructed borehole in the area, cautioning against any acts of vandalism. Mr. Musakula tells Comrade News that the facility is a vital community asset that should be protected at all costs, further urging residents to treat it as their own property and ensure it is preserved for the benefit of our present and future generations. The councillor disclosed that the facility will be officially commissioned in 2 weeks once final works are completed, and was constructed using the 2024-2025 Constituency Development Fund, CDF, at a cost of over 200,000 kwacha. Mr. Musakula further added that the borehole will ease water challenges in the community and contribute to better health among residents.
Making sure that the surrounding is also catered for. And for the issue of vandalism, let me take advantage first of all to appreciate our colleagues, the Zambia police, for the tireless efforts. So far we've seen improvement in the way they're executing their duties, where they have started dealing with the very popping of bars, and also the shabins that have mushroomed mostly in the community where we feel these criminals have been harboring from. So, the onus is on us. It's entirely up to us to guard this property jealously.
As Finance Minister Stumbeko Msokotwani is set to announce the 2026 national budget this afternoon, stakeholders have outlined their expectations ahead of the 2026 national budget. Rwanda Chamber of Commerce President Ernesto Zimba has called for a reduction in pay-as-you-earn tax and lower energy taxes, saying this will ease the high cost of living and reduce fuel and electricity prices.
My anticipation is to see that the Minister of Finance reduces on the taxes. The 5% or the 10% is a little too high. We need to have more money in our pockets to be able to look after ourselves. I also hope that the government is going to look at how we can ensure that the taxes on fuel are much lower so that the fuel becomes cheaper. They are making far too much money from taxes on energy.
Meanwhile, governance expert Wesley Mianda has urged the government to urgently address the energy crisis, warning that prolonged load shedding is crippling our small businesses. He also called for more investment and cleaner energy, stronger efforts for agriculture, and better food storage facilities to counter climate change. Mr. Mianda further appealed for stronger social protection policies, especially for children with disabilities, under the social cash transfer program.
We know a load shedding challenges that we've been experiencing for many, many months now. And looking at the current situation, it's like, you know, every business that we are doing depends on the power. And once we continue, you know, if we continue actually experiencing, you know, power outages through and through, this will shrink our national